The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
Absolutely.
Joe Flacco
not.
Has a Super Joe Bowl Flacco. MVP.
Look at the stats, dog.
Pat.
He look has at the stats. Super Bowl look, MVP.
Look at the stats.
And Rando.
Your argument said that Matt Ryan went to a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. And then people were like, Joe Flacco, elite.
On Buffalo Rumblings.
All right. Welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. It has been a minute. I'm John. I'm here with Pat and Brando. As always, we're a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. Happy to be back with you guys. Got some news. Got free agency opening with legal tampering, which we know has been going on for a while. My guys, how we doing?
It's good to see you guys on here again.
Yep. Well lit. Look at you guys. All ready to go. Pat, how are you doing?
Great, man. Excited to see all you guys. Big Eastern Conference rivalry game coming up here in a couple weeks. That should be cool. Johnny's coming back to the 716. So
yes, we're hitting a Sabres game. That'll be fun.
Nice. Yes. Embarrassingly enough, my first ever Sabres game. But I'm rocking the Dalian jersey right now because they're playing right now. So hopefully they're still up 3-1. I think this is end of the second period, last notification I got. But sweet. Try not to watch and get distracted here.
Well, it's funny because we're in March Madness here and NFL is still the headline. Right, we want to know what Aaron Rodgers doing. Hundreds of thousands of people tuned into Aaron Rodgers today. I mean, Pat McAfee.
The NBA is in full swing. Hockey's getting into the playoffs, and NFL grabs the headlines. So I don't know if anyone will ever beat the NFL, but
no,
that's why we love it. Anyway, let's get right into stuff today. We got a little segment here that we're going to do just to kick off the show for a couple times here. We got 2-minute trivia. So I've got these Who's the Man trivia cards. Thanks, Mom. Shout out. And you basically get 5 clues to guess the Buffalo sports player. They get progressively easier, but if you guess it sooner on, you get more points in the game, at least. But anyway, so I'm going to give you guys these clues one at a time. Let me know if you have any guesses. All right, first clue. Cousin of former Chargers running back Brandon Oliver.
Ed Oliver?
No.
It can't be.
It's not that easy. Nothing. Yeah, Bill, that's a hard
Bills
one.
Player?
Cam
Bills
Lewis?
Bills player, yes. Nope, not a current Bills current? Player. I shouldn't be giving you guys extra hints.
Kyle Williams.
Next clue. Played quarterback at Miami Senior High before joining the Miami Hurricanes in 2002.
Ken Dorsey.
All right, next clue. Set a Miami record for longest punt return with a 92-yard score.
Roscoe Parrish, isn't it?
Hey, yeah, there you go. Good job,
nice.
Pat. Three
nice.
Points. Third clue down. The other two clues were scored 11 touchdowns in 7 seasons with the Bills. And the other question was the first player selected by the Bills in the 2005 NFL draft. Good job, boys. So we got some news to get to here. Jordan Poyer is back. That's probably the biggest surprise and news of today. Again, we're taping this on Wednesday night. So if there's some crazy big signing that happens between now and Friday, we apologize. Last year when we were taping this show was when Von Miller got signed. We got the ESPN notification halfway through the show. So something like that would be cool, although I wouldn't expect it. But Jordan Poyer, apparently the market wasn't as hot as he thought it was going to be, or the state taxes rather, something like that. But what do you think that Jordan Poyer's number one motivation returning to Buffalo was?
Run it back. No, if you're making the same money as you are in Buffalo, I mean, it's never the same in New York State when you lose the money to state tax. Like, he's not wrong. I mean, I'm not going to ever hold that on him. I lose a lot of my little bit of money that I make, and everybody does. It's the game in New York State.
You pay me, though, Brandon, so it's all right. County employee here, but
yeah, yes. And I don't pay any state income tax here in Tennessee, so I only have to do my taxes once, which is nice because I'd get railed for being self-employed in New York as well. So yeah,
but
can't say I blame him, but
he's part of something special here, and it's interesting because he is quite a hybrid. I mean, if you play Madden, he can jump down to play linebacker in certain sets. So the value is there, especially losing Tremaine. And to play with Hyde, like Batman and Superman, it's not Batman and Robin. It's you know, Captain America and Hulk, whatever. Like, I don't know. But they're both special. And to lose the cover guy in Edmonds but keep their umbrella over the top is super important for this defense with new play callers at the helm, I think.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting when numbers come out too, because I don't know. You guys haven't seen any numbers yet. I haven't.
No.
Have you?
No. What's your guess? So, I'm going to say 2 years, 22 mil.
I don't have enough info for a gauge on a guess, but I'm going to guess less. That it's going to be pretty reasonable for what the Bills want. And I think that his reason for returning might have been like the market. Miami's signing players left and right these past few days, but they might not have had the cap space to make that move for a guy his age. And maybe age was another part of it as well, not just money.
Well, I feel like also being beloved, you know, by the people that come to watch you play every Sunday too, I think.
Yeah, that plays a role. And also, I had this other thought while you guys were just talking about taxes. I wonder, you know, he's somebody who goes to another team, probably not going to get much in the way of local endorsements or stuff like that. Whereas like he could show up in a car commercial in Buffalo in a heartbeat, right? Do you think he could do enough of those to make up for the tax difference between here and Florida?
Well, the kicker is no, because the dude's going to be getting hit on his commercial money. So it doesn't matter. He's getting smacked all over the place. It doesn't matter where he makes it. He's losing it out of his paycheck. He's losing it to his kids. He's losing it to the taxes. You know, it's whatever you can be. But I'm looking at the contracts here of the other free agent safeties that signed this free agent period so far. Jesse Bates to Atlanta from Cincy. He's at $16 million per year, and it's $64 million. He's 26 years old. None of these guys are over 30. The highest contract given out, 31-year-old Jamie Ward from San Francisco to Houston. You know, good San Francisco player. Again, following their defensive coordinator to Houston, he's only at $6.5 million per year. So it goes 16.5, 7577656. Those are the numbers of the safeties that have signed. So I think he comes in over Von Bell at 7.5, but he's definitely going to come in under Jesse Bates at 16, right? He's not making more than 16.
That's a huge range of, I mean, I wonder if there's any discrepancy between free safety and strong safety, or if they're both kind of paid the same.
On here it says safety, Jesse Bates, 16 a year. Strong safety, Von Bell, 7.5. Free safety, Jimmy Ward, 6.5.
Well, wasn't that Derwin James contract was insane, though, if I remember. Isn't Derwin James making like close to $20 million a year, though?
Yeah, last year. It says his cap hits 9.1, but it was...
So four year, $76 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're looking, that's close to 20. Penny. Yeah.
So I hope Jordan, you know, they were talking about this earlier on WGR. They're like, this is going to be his time. Like, this is his only opportunity to have big money, I think, in his career. I mean, big money to us is whatever, but, you know, he's not signing for $250 million like Josh, and he didn't get a good rookie contract being such a low draft pick, and signed a good deal in Buffalo. What did they make? Like $6 million a year? Something like that, him and Hyde together. So
I don't know, but it was a bargain, whatever it was, for the Bills.
So this is his last chance, I think. So I hope he's happy with it. It sucks sometimes, right? He looked him in the face and he's like, I want to see what I'm worth. And I'm not worth what I thought I was worth. So I hope they don't have any bad blood. The dude's a true pro, the way that he played last year, right? No contract, risk hurt, all these things. So he earned it. I hope they just make it full guaranteed. Make it a fully guaranteed deal. Show him some form of good faith here to incentivize your deal.
Well, he wasn't the only guy joining the Bills today. As far as we know, we have guard Connor McGovern and wide receiver Deonte Hardy joining the party.
No rhyme intended. So,
yeah. So Pat, you got some background on McGovern, and Brando, you got some on Deonte Hardy?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So in all reality, I mean, we're looking at a fella here. He's from Fargo, North Dakota, which other than being a great Coen Brothers movie and I guess now TV show, there's not much to it. That being said, this man never really needed to be in the NFL to be wealthy or even really work. He comes from a very affluent family. According to Forbes.com, he's worth millions and millions, like tens of millions, almost hundreds of millions of dollars. His grandfather, I don't want to butcher the name, Ron Offutt, is a huge potato farmer. They call him the Sultan of Spuds, and he is one of the wealthiest people in North Dakota. So pretty cool.
Wow. That's not something you pick up on your average podcast.
And his grandpa is the primary supplier of frozen French fries for McDonald's.
Okay. That'll get you paid. That'll get you paid.
So think of him every time you eat a McDonald's French fry.
I will.
I will, definitely. Well, Brandon, what do you got on Deonte Hardy?
I don't have anything cool. Mine's more NFL based. I know he is from the New Orleans Saints. He is on the shorter side. What is he? 5'6", 175. Is that right? It's a good deal. $5 million guaranteed, $13 million total. They could cut him after 1 year. He ran a 4.39 40 at his pro day. His career high receptions, 36, receiving yards, 570, touchdowns is 3. But that yak, everybody wants the yak. Finished 6th in yak yards after catch in 2021 with 6.8 yards per catch. And this is the one I like the best. Ready? We know Josh Allen thrives with separation when his receivers can get separation. I mean, everybody, that's like saying water's wet, right? Like everybody thrives when your receiver's open. That's what makes it easy. So this guy, Hardy, doesn't just possess the like long speed, right? The like go deep DeSean Jackson speed, but he can cut in and out. And he had separation on all sorts of routes from the route trees. And it was 3.6 yard per separation from the nearest defender. And it was in the top 10 of the NFL. Matt Parrino put together a nice piece on him. So I appreciate all of the info, but there's a lot of potential here. I mean, they could move him all over the field. He can run a full route tree, like we said. Throw it to him quick. If you keep McKenzie, you could cut McKenzie now that you have him and Crowder. Does Crowder come back?
They still need to get another weapon in the receiving game, you know, for sure. And I think, if anything, getting this guard who can supposedly, you know, come in and start. And again, signing Jordan Poyer as well. Those are two big holes that were like, okay, if they don't go wide receiver in the first or second round, they're probably going to be going like, what, guard and safety? And it's going to be
linebacker, maybe.
Yeah, boring draft. Linebacker is the other big hole. But I was glad to see it because it kind of means like, hey, okay, now we're team wide receiver first two rounds, most likely. Yes. At least I hope.
Coming back to the money.
They'll probably draft a DN or something.
Yeah, we need that. Jamison Crowder, 1 year, $2 million contract. So his, what, $3 million cap hit kind of offsets with Crowder. So you don't have to cut McKenzie. You could put Hines and McKenzie and Hardy all out the field at the same time. That could give you some mismatches that we were trying to get here. Ken Dorsey could use that speed. Maybe use a screen pass once in a while and get some easy yards for Josh.
A screen pass in this economy? No. But obviously we already touched on Tremaine leaving already. That was a tough notification to take on ESPN. How you guys feel about that, and how do you think that they're going to be plugging that hole? No pun intended.
I'm happy for him. It's a lot of money. Chicago, historic city, football-wise, right? I'm glad he got paid. Sad to see him go. That's all, pretty much. But as long as we got Poirier back, it'll help fill the hole.
Yeah. Pat, how do you were kind of back and forth on Edmonds last season. How do you feel about his departure? Do you think that, would you have taken that contract if, you know, I don't know if you've seen the numbers, but would you have taken
what was
that
it, 14? Bills? Was it 14 16? Or 16? I don't know. Anyways, I mean, we'll see. I mean,
I don't know. I think that there are viable options. There
are viable options for sure. But if you're talking about longevity at the position,
obviously you're going to be sacrificing that. You're talking about bringing in Levante David, who obviously, you know, is a world champ and everything and a great player. But at the same time, you're like, okay, maybe we get 1 or 2 years out of him. Maybe we bring in Bobby Wagner for a single year. But it's like, I mean, obviously, and Tremaine has its, you know, he has his strengths and he has areas that some guy who doesn't know a lot like myself will rag on him for. But at the same time, you know, if he signs that contract with the Bills, you're not like, oh my God, he's going to, you know, towards the tail end of this, you know, his age is going to catch up with him. So I don't know.
I'm not worried about his age. I'm just worried.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's like the one thing, yeah, if you sign him, you're not worried about, is where like, yeah, anyone else in that position, you're like, oh my God, this person's taken, you know,
blow. You're not after signing blow Levante David to that deal, right?
Like, no, Levante David's like 32 right. years old. Like you're yeah, you'd be lucky to get 2 years out of that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Wagner's up there too, as yeah, well. None of those guys are like your future long-term linebacker. It's like, get somebody in there competent now.
The point, yeah, I liked, I heard the other day, I don't remember who I heard it or I would say it, but a lot of teams didn't throw at him just because of the space that he takes up. So he might miss tackles here and there, everywhere, sometimes nowhere. You know, it depends on the day we got. But you can't quantify the passes quarterbacks don't throw at him because they think he might get it and what that does to your secondary. Because if you look at Jared Goff's game when Tremaine Edmonds was out against the Lions. And who's the other guy? He was out 2 games of the Browns game, Jacoby Brissett. He had a big game against us. 2 games where Edmonds did not play and they carved it up the middle of the field. Still won both those games, which is why you save the money, $18 million a year, and you don't put it there, but you still win those games. You gave up a lot of yards. So our defense could, you know, it could be gashed a little next year, and that's what we should understand now, and that's okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it doesn't matter if your defense get gashed, if you can put up points like nobody's business. So, you know, biggest issues the Bills had last year, I feel like, was their offense when that wasn't working. So even if your defense, you know, gives up 400 or 500 yards in a game, you're going to do that to top offenses in the league. You're not going to be able to shut down Patrick Mahomes consistently. That's just like, you can't hope for that, you know, and it's better to fight fire with fire, I think, in today's NFL for sure. But anyway, let's get a break in real quick. And on the other side, we got a couple of things and then some quotes with Pat. So we'll be right back with that.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Can I slide something in here really quick? Just like a quick trivia. Yeah. You get in 3 seconds. All right, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, just because we want to throw digs when we can, not the player, insults towards teams we don't like. It's like quotes with Pat, things people have said. Digs, insulting teams we don't like. The Cowboys release former face of the franchise, Ezekiel Elliott, today. What was the last play of his Cowboys career? Do either of you recall?
Well, it's got to be in that Niners game, I imagine. It's a fumble, maybe?
Nope.
A touchdown?
Nope.
A safety?
No.
A first down?
No,
I feel like that's all the results.
It was the end of the
wait,
game.
Was this the trick play thing?
Oh yeah, where Dak Prescott, yeah,
he got pancaked, and Zeke got pancaked as a center. His last play for the Cowboys could be
that's
his
true.
Whole
he did snap the ball. That is bizarre.
Snapped the ball as a center and got pancaked.
There are some teams looking for centers, so you know maybe they should have a lookout for that. That's funny. Anyway, so backup quarterback, we've actually had some news since I wrote this outline, but Kyle Allen was signed, saving money on nameplates, I guess, for the backs of jerseys. But
okay, so my question to you now,
yeah,
is Josh Allen's jersey going to say J. Allen?
I hope not. I hope his just says K. Allen.
So you let Josh keep the Allen and you have Kyle Allen put the K. Allen.
I think both of them can have Allen on the back. You just have different numbers anyway, right?
I mean, God, I don't think they'd ever be on the field at the same time, hopefully.
I mean, how many Williams have been on the same team at the same time? Like all those guys, like Kyle Williams.
The Patriots had two Joneses on the same defense,
and
too.
And the McCourtys.
And the McCourtys, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Although they might have had their initials. I don't know.
Well, I hope Jay doesn't have his name on the back of his jersey.
No, that would be horrible.
Callen is not going to be a thing in 2023.
I think Callen is more.
Callen could work. But anyway, any dream backup quarterback prospects
yes.
in the pool?
I think he's going to go to Miami, which would suck, but I feel like Gardner Minshew would be the man. I would feel so confident with Gardner as the QB2.
I like Gardner Minshew, but I think they got their Gardner Minshew light in Mike White, as Miami just signed him. Couple days ago.
You gotta be careful before you start spitting bars like that, Brando. That's good. Well, I heard some rumblings about Matt Ryan. How we feel about that?
Generational talent, dude.
Get out of here. We'll show you a generational talent. His name's Jay Allen.
Yes.
It's Jalen.
Jalen.
I don't know who else is available. Obviously, Case Keenum just signed in with the Texans.
Which
right?
is, I mean, he basically can be the king of Houston because he had like arguably the greatest college football career ever. Like he has like record FBS, Division 1, 2, and 3, most passing yards, touchdowns, like an insane amount of records at University of Houston. He's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it's like, I mean, I feel like that's a no-brainer. But
speaking of the Texans, Davis Mills, what do we think about that as a backup prospect?
They would have to get him a really long, like, neck warmer to go with his uniform, you know, if he were to come to the Bills. And the last time a Stanford quarterback...
Just reuse a compression sleeve or something, you know.
You could. But the last time a Stanford quarterback played for the Bills, he broke my heart.
Trent.
That would have been...
Trent Edwards.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom. Boom. How about Marcus Mariota?
Yes, that's.
I like that athletic option
too. Yeah, can catch that's touchdowns and throw touchdowns.
Yes, throw TDs to himself.
Yes, sure.
That's true. I'm trying to say, Brandon, do you have a list of free agents in front of you? Free agent quarterbacks.
I can get one.
No, you're good. You just looked like you were looking at one. You had it down.
No, I was thinking about Steve Pasker. We were talking about this the other day on his show. I know. I was like, Marcus Mariota is a good pick. I don't know if somebody called in and said that, but so what? Baker Mayfield signed. Lamar Jackson still available. Derek Carr signed. Daniel Jones signed. Jimmy G signed. Jacoby Brissett signed, right?
Yep.
Somewhere. Yep. Baker signed. Teddy Bridgewater's left. Gardner Minshew. Marcus Mariota. Taylor Heineke signed. Andy Dalton signed. I don't know. I like Kyle Allen. It was funny. I read somewhere it was like prereqs to be Bills backup quarterback must be cool and can golf and be funny. And it was like, can complete a pass to Steph Diggs. That was the last one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Kyle Allen can manage that last one, but Pat, you got some quotes ready for us?
I do. Sorry. I'm just getting sick looking at this Daniel Jones contract, but whatever. Here, let me see. Not deserving of the money, but well, I shouldn't say that. He did take a beating there last year. Absolute beating. But all right, here we go. This is in response to this person being asked about having to play Aaron Rodgers next year. So in response to being asked about Aaron Rodgers joining the division, this player said, we just got to have some ayahuasca on hand.
Let's see. So this is a Patriot, Bill, or Dolphin?
Potentially.
Or a coach of those. This sounds like a Mike McDaniel quip. Is it Mike McDaniel?
You would think it would be a quiplash, but let's see.
It's not Mac Jones, right?
No. Is it Mac is Jones it, probably doesn't even know what ayahuasca is.
Definitely can't
like,
spell
wait,
it.
Is that craft beer in Alabama?
Is it Xavier no. Howard?
No, it's someone in the state of New York or New Jersey. There's a player on his team on the same side of the ball with the same last name as him.
So Quinnen Williams or Leonard Williams?
Quinnen Williams plays defense.
A Williams that plays on the
Leonard
offense.
Leonard Williams play offense? I might add that.
Who would be funny enough? Who has done Barstool interviews funny enough to drop a line like this? Close to home. Closer to home than you would think. He said, we'll be all right. We just got to have some ayahuasca in hand.
Aaron Williams?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen said that?
Yes. Yes.
What?
He threw me off with the New Jersey thing.
He said this on Barstool?
Not on Barstool, but the CBS Sports article, yeah.
Interesting, because they're buddies. They did the golf thing together. They did the match. Yeah. They talk sometimes.
Yeah, I think Rogers won at that Pro-Am, too, recently.
The ATG. Which, you know, he did. He came in second. Josh came in second, though, right?
Yep.
I mean, I hope he gets the clarity he's looking for. You know, sometimes that's what you need. All right, second quote here. When asked about the first meal he had in the new city he'll be playing for, this player said, "We had some Chipotle. I asked my wife, what are we doing?"
Chipotle's good.
Free agent coming to Buffalo, not trying Buffalo wings, maybe?
Not Buffalo. Somewhere else where there's a huge food ambiance.
I don't know. Great food cities.
Derek Carr in New Orleans.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
Good one. Sacrilege. Good one.
Mrs. Carr wants her Chipotle, though. That's whatever. Oh, man. This one, here's
I like
one here.
Derek Carr. He's funny.
He is funny. Yeah. Come on. Like, seriously, though, Mrs. Carr. I mean, well, even if you do go to Chipotle, you don't tell the people that you went to Chipotle. But this last one, I'll read it with a certain tone of voice. "It makes me feel special when a team does that. They just want one specific player, and that means a lot. It hit home that I'm really welcome here."
Oh, God. Is this like a...
It makes me feel special.
It's Jimmy. Rogers it's about quote. Jimmy G, and it's no, the dude no. from... No. It's the guy from the Raiders.
Jimmy is special to me, but that is not.
It's not
it's
Kyle Shanahan.
It's a quote about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Not Kyle Shanahan.
No, it's a player. It's a player who was in a similar situation to, you know, a lot of different players where resources are expended for him to come to a team in the prime of his career.
Kenny G. Kenny Galladay.
No. a player that doesn't suck. No, I'm kidding.
So you said Kenny G. I was like,
he was involved with the biggest draft switch up this whole offseason.
DJ Moore,
yes.
There you go. Right. Nice.
He's going to be good for Chicago.
He DJ will Moore be, dude. I'm telling you, bet the Bears. Yeah. Bet the Bears to win the NFC North.
Bet the Lions to win the NFC North.
Yeah, true. I want the Lions. I want the Lions games. To win the NFC North.
I saw Bears-Lions game this year, and it was a good game. Lions won. But that'll be more good football being played for them. That's good for the Detroit and Chicago fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sweet. That was good. Those are good quotes. I miss quotes sir. With Pat. I think that's the thing that I miss the most about the show. But anyway, that's a wrap for this one. Thanks for joining us again. We don't know when we'll be back yet. Maybe next week. We'll see how it goes with our schedules and stuff like that. But thanks for joining us for another one this offseason. Hopefully got some big signings, and sorry if we didn't touch on anything. Again, it's Wednesday evening when we're taping this, and it comes out Friday morning. So yeah, you guys know where to find us on Twitter at Not Buff Podcast, and go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.